The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
Welcome to The Shepherd at Work, a weekly program to help you learn how to walk out your faith in every place you live and work. You'll be introduced to individuals who are successfully and effectively engaging in marketplace ministry, giving you the tools needed to do the same. The Shepherd at Work is brought to you by the Central Florida Christian Chamber. Now, here's your host, Mike Gillen.
Hey, friends, it is so good to be back together again here on The Shepherd at Work. Happy to present today a chat that I've just had recently with Joy Dawson. Joy is with the U.S. Christian Chamber, and Joy is also part of the Central Florida Chamber as well. And she came in to tell about not only the recent Business Expo, but about a big event that's happening this coming Thursday, and that's going to be for the National Day of Prayer. And we're going to hear all about it from Joy. So let's go to that chat right now. Welcome, Joy.
Thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure and honor to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here because you came in today. I knew part of what you were going to be doing, but I had no idea that you had some news that I had not yet heard about. It's breaking news, and we're going to be talking about that in a moment, about something that's going to happen, a citywide proclamation that deals with Orange County Public Schools, and we're going to make that in just a moment. So, friends, stay tuned for that big announcement, and it's pretty exciting. But right now, let's do a quick recap on what you went through and all of the stuff that happened down at the Doubletree last week. It was a big time, wasn't it?
It was. If you missed it, keep looking out for the next time, right? Look for the next expo. But no, Mike, it was just, there's so many thoughts. There's so many conversations. It was a God-filled conference. I've been at a lot of events throughout the years, and this was different. And
now, speaking of that, I know that you were involved. You've been involved in the music business. You've traveled a lot with that. What is your background in all that?
Yeah, man, it's kind of funny because they say, what, a jack of all trades or a Jill of all trades, master of none.
A Jill of all trades. I like that. Jack or Jill. It's pretty good.
Jack or Jill. But no, it's been really, when you're able to look back and you're able to see how God places different seasons and different situations in your life, and then you're able to use all of them for one entity or really put it in one, it has been beautiful.
That's great. Well, I know that you've enjoyed those aspects. Now you're taking all that experience, you're bringing it to the chamber and to events like what we just did, because I know that you were one of those floor generals that was making everything happen. Yeah, every time I saw you, you were like on a mission.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's my life, right? Is a mission. So I've been able to be in the music industry. I've been able to travel. I've been able to represent professional athletes and musicians in just different capacities, and then brought me to events. So with the U.S. Christian Chamber, I was given the title of, I wouldn't say drill sergeant, no.
What was your title, by the
way? My title was the event development director. So okay. I worked on the business development side, but I also for the event design and working hand in hand with Crystal and Eric and the crew. We have the crew, so many people to name, but just being able to look at the event design, being able to know what our attendees are going to want, what's going to hit the mark. And it surpassed anything that we could have even put out there.
I know it was. And I think that your title needs to have the acronym FON, and that's force of nature, because that's what you are, Joy. You've got lots of energy, lots of great ideas. And I know that you're a get it done kind of person. And so at the chamber, we had people coming in from so many different states. I don't know how many states in the U.S. would have been represented, but a bunch of them.
Yes.
And then there were several countries from in the international side that came in for this as well.
Yes, it was a beautiful array of people from all over the world.
Wow.
Truly kingdom business. From the inside out. It was glorifying to God in one place. It was the network of networking events, but we had no intent to network. It was family and doing business with like-minded people. So those countries, those cities, it's now we're all connected just because of one event here in Orlando.
Well, I think that is so true, and it is so helpful to see all of these people come together with that in mind, because I think there has been in the recent years a real breakthrough in the hearts and minds of a lot of people that ministry is done so well and is meant for them to do in the marketplace. And they don't have to be frustrated because they're not either a missionary or a pastor or, you know, a full-time traveling minister to do the work of God. And that is a breakthrough for a lot of people who are understanding that God called plumbers to represent the kingdom of God and what they do. And that's right where he wants them.
Yeah.
Doing just that, doing business for the glory of God.
Yeah.
And I think that that's an exciting thing. It changes one's mentality about it. It changes one's idea of what ministry is all about. And it kind of really brings all of that to a place of comfort. Like, I can be at rest in what God's called me to do.
Absolutely. And it's really for, you know, for that encouragement and for the listeners that are actually hearing us have this conversation. It's not by mistake, is that each and every single person has a gift.
Yeah.
And your gift might be the plumber and your gift might be the cleaner. 'Cause I also have a cleaning company, and oftentimes I'm the cleaner, that coin, but God gave me that gift for that purpose, for that time. So it was an awakening for a lot of businesses to see, oh, this is my purpose. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm meant to do. This is how I can connect through ministry in the marketplace for the glory of God with other people that want to do it too. So that was really refreshing to see. I might have been a little bit, hey, we got to do this, we got to do this, and just sticking to the parameters. But overall, the expo was, there's really not words. And that's the glory of God. Can you describe a sunset every day? No, it's gorgeous. And they change every single time.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what God does.
I thought that the way you guys approached this with the different kind of even speaking formats, you had kind of like a TEDx type of presentation mode for some of the speakers.
We did.
You had obviously more traditional keynote addresses for other speakers. And then you had a panel discussion. Mm-hmm. And the Jenkins were part of that. And I had them on my program prior to the expo. And they are a lot of fun.
They are so funny. I was just saying, I love all of our speakers, all of our exhibitors. We really, it was the best of the best. And we had the TED style talks, the keynotes, the panels, and then we also had breakout sessions. So
right,
it gave
right.
opportunities for businesses to either showcase, and also it gave opportunity for speakers to come and show how you can use your business to glorify God.
Now, this has been the third, if I have the math right, the third event of this form. The first happened right in the middle of all of the COVID lockdown. And to me, that was an amazing thing that Crystal pulled off back then, thinking that so many businesses weren't even able to meet, but they did. And it was out at the retreat center on the far east side of Orlando. And that was a good start. And then the next year, they took it up a couple of notches and moved it over to First Baptist. And that was well attended. Loved having Mac Powell for that one. And then this year, it was down at the Doubletree, and it grew again. And I know you had some worship. You had a couple of different worship things going on there. So the people that come to these events, they are getting a well-rounded combination of inspiration talks and, you know, the worship times together as a unit. But what is in everything that you did is this encouragement to take the kingdom of God outward and live it out. But you came in with news of a proclamation, and this is actually pretty big news. So why don't you share it?
It is. So yes, we're hosting the National Day of Prayer. National Day of Prayer is obviously all over the world on May 2nd for us to pray for our country, to pray for our nation, pray for our leaders.
We need it this year more than ever.
We do. And with an election year, of course, there is a heavy emphasis on the direction of where we're going. And so U.S. Christian Chamber is hosting that downtown outside City Hall. But the newest addition is that we found out that Orange County Public Schools, there was a proclamation and a proclamation allowing them to pray on May 2nd at noon in the, for the schools. So that's huge for Orange County Public School being able to pray on May 2nd.
Yeah, and I wish this were true for every day. And, you know, maybe this will be that first little break in the armor and they can see some of what has been for long held times, crazy directions with regard to shutting God out of schools.
Right.
But on this day, and you just got to appreciate not only the local leaders and the school board that's pushed for this, but this, as I understand it, when it was presented, it was voted unanimously.
It was. It was. And so to see that there is a desire for prayer in the school, to see that there is breakthrough, a lot of people want to get discouraged because it's not the whole county or it's not every school or every educational institution. But guys, we got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So to have small steps that says prayer is allowed on this day. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's be there. Let's pray. And in the meantime, let's hope for the proclamations that affect the rest of the county.
Well, I think that is a beautiful thing. And so let's talk about now in the time remaining here, what will happen on that particular day where we are down there, May 2nd. And
yes,
it's going to be from 7:30 to 8:30, as I understand, right?
Correct. And the U.S. Christian Chamber is hosting at from 7:30 to 8:30. We will start, we will have our prayer, and we will continue. There's a line right for that hour. We have some goodies for people to take away with them. We have great partners, great sponsors that are going to be joining us. And, you know, it's a deterrent. My thing is this. I want to encourage people to come to ours. Yes, 7:30 in the morning is early, but also be encouraged. There is a National Day of Prayer Task Force. So there are multiple events all over the country. If you're not in Orlando, get somewhere that you can go to pray with somebody.
Yeah.
Get somewhere that we can cover our country in prayer. That's what this is about.
Would you like to increase your business's exposure in the Christian community and build your business with greater kingdom purpose? If so, then the Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce is the solution for you. Hi, this is Co-President LaTondra Heaven. The Christian Chamber is more than just another business organization. It's a regional community of business professionals passionate about advancing the kingdom of God through the marketplace in Central Florida. As a member, get access to exclusive values-based networking events, Christ-centered professional development, marketing opportunities, and consistent prayer support for you and your business. Plus, gain access to the National U.S. Christian Chamber Coalition. Become a member today. Visit our website, cfchristianchamber.com, or call us at 407-431-0732. That's 407-431-0732. 431-0732.
Once again, here is Mike Gillen.
Joy Dawson is my guest today from the U.S. Christian Chamber, and Joy has been very, very busy with all the stuff going on at the expo last week. We talked about that in the last segment. We also talked about a proclamation that is going to be made on May 2nd. And that is a big deal. They're actually in the city of Orlando and dealing with the Orange County Public Schools. That's OCPS. There's going to be a proclamation that is read that is a call from our city leaders and our school boards for prayer in Orange County. And I think my prayer would be that goes out. I am quite confident that Governor DeSantis would be very supportive of all that.
Yes, so the proclamation is not with the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce. However, we were, with us planning the National Day of Prayer, we were obviously aware of what was happening. So this proclamation is huge for them to allow unanimously for prayer to happen that afternoon on a National Day of Prayer for OCPS is amazing. And
yeah. And we just in this one get to kind of partner with them and just say, hey, you go.
Yes.
Go and do it. That's
do
fantastic.
It.
But earlier that morning, now the event that the U.S. Christian Chamber has sponsored, along with several other media outlets and other places as well. Like you said, there are a lot of sponsors. The Shepherd is one of the helpers in this. And we're going to be out there on location. And that is going to be in the morning on May 2nd. And that's going to be in front of City Hall. Now, a lot of people, they may not have been downtown lately. Downtown's grown a lot in the last number of years. Where is that located?
Yes, City Hall was on the corner of South and Orange, adjacent to the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center. And then on the other side is the Bank of America building.
Okay.
So right there, there's flagpoles and some other signs that outside City Hall, right there on the corner, beautiful location, right outside. And it'll be phenomenal. I mean, you'll be able to see it for those that didn't know about it when they're driving in. They'll be like, what's going on?
Now, what's parking like downtown for this?
Yeah, so parking, stay tuned for that online. We are actually waiting right now for the parking garages to be open for free parking up until 9 o'clock. So we are asking for that. If not, the parking garage behind City Hall and the parking garage that is on the side for Bank of America are the easiest ways for people to park, unless you want to get down there super early and you could try to park on the street.
Yeah, and that's always kind of a difficult challenge, let's say, and maybe a roll of the dice as to whether you're going to get one of those or not, because those are hard to come by.
Right.
But there are convenient parking garages right near where we'll be then.
Absolutely. And it's the time of day that it'll be easy for people to get in and out. So the parking nor the traffic should really be a deterrent.
Again, it's only 1 hour.
It is.
You know, I think of that Bible verse when Jesus looked at his disciples in the garden and said, could you not tarry with me 1 hour? Mm-hmm. But for believers and on this day that's been recognized as the National Day of Prayer, I'm not trying to guilt anybody, but I'm just trying to make a persuasive appeal that people can, and we really should, do everything that we can do to set aside the time to join with other believers on the National Day of Prayer and pray for our country. Because I tell you what, Joy, I am convinced that we need it right now as much as any single time in my entire life.
Yeah. And I mean, let's go back to the word. When two or more are gathered, there's power in prayer. So
yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not just a call on the same two people. It's not a call on just the same two businesses. It's not a call on the same two. Guys, this is a call for everyone. If you live in Orlando and life has been hard, come see us.
Yeah.
That's it. If life has been hard or life has been good and you just want to lift up prayer, there's no stipulation. Prayer is for any and everybody. We're calling any and everybody to come and just pray for the city of Orlando. Pray for the state of Florida. Pray for the country of the United States of America. Pray for what we are doing and what is happening for the glory of God.
Now, I know that as we say this for Orlando, our shepherd stations in Ocala and in Gainesville, those areas are also having their own meetings. And I look forward to talking to some of the people in the coming week from those cities who are involved in the prayer meetings. And we want to be able to publicize those as well here on The Shepherd on my program. So I look forward to touching base with all my buddies up in Gainesville. I was up there for 17 years, living right there, and loved the people for a long time, working with Phil Corson, who is the pastor at Abundant Grace Community Church. And I know that in the community, there's the Alachua County Pastors Association and a whole bunch of people up there involved that are just great, great people. We brought in Erwin Lutzer up there at the Westside Baptist a number of years ago. I think that was 2019 when Erwin Lutzer came in from the Moody Church, and that was a lot of fun. And he spoke at our big event that's up there. So this is something, like you said earlier, this is a national day, and it has been for, like you said, I think, what is the 73rd consecutive?
73 years, and there is a national prayer National Day of Prayer Task Force. So you can look on the National Day of Prayer website and see in Gainesville, in Ocala, in Jacksonville, where are my local National Day of Prayer. So look for the event. We are listed on there as well. It gives all of the information. The direct easiest way for us is the uschristianchamber.com website. But you can look at those National Day of Prayer. It's all over.
Now give us the website one more time for details.
Yes, it is uschristianchamber.com.
Okay. Now, before we kind of close out this segment in just a few minutes, I did want to talk about the direction for what you guys are doing, you and Crystal and the crew, as you said, the people that work so hard on making this big event go, and it just worked out wonderfully. I know a lot of prayer, speaking of prayer, was involved in that too.
Yeah.
You really can't put an event on of that scope and the depth of speakers, the breadth of the different experiences that you were bringing in. You can't do that without prayer.
No, prayer first and foremost. And you know it, you say Crystal and I know Crystal did this effortlessly, tirelessly, right? No, she's put all of this petition for the last year to God for building the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce. And I've had the opportunity to come alongside to do this expo along with the crew. What does the U.S. Christian Chamber, what, you know, you asked that question as far as where are we going? Well, we're definitely doing another expo. We're definitely going to bring in other business leaders and things like that. But really, it's to strengthen chambers all over the country.
And I think that's the difference. It's not just an event organization, meaning that you kind of spend all year, although that is true to one degree. You guys definitely work at planning the next expo, but that's just part of your mission. Mm-hmm. You guys are going out and you're seeding this concept of a Christian chamber in major cities all across the world.
Yes, there's such a rise. There's such a desire for cities to have a chamber within their city so that they can connect, so that that family reunion, when we do have the expo, everybody comes in and we get to connect in those business realms. It's much bigger than an expo. And we didn't plan this for a whole year. Crystal's been building the chamber for a year. And I've had myself, Eric, and the crew, a long list of crew names, what was just amazing for the expo. But as far as the chamber itself is now taking it, how can we build these other chambers within these other metropolitan cities and saying, hey, let's stick together. Let us be a catalyst under the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce.
Now, I don't think there would be one, let's say, in Gainesville or Ocala yet, right, that you're aware of?
No, there is a chamber in Tampa. There is a chamber in Jacksonville. There's a chamber here in Central Florida. There's one in West Ohio. There is one coming up in Virginia Beach. And, you know, that's also a call. Like, if you know that there's people in that city that want to raise up a Christian chamber, go to the website. Let somebody know.
Yeah.
We can't help you if we don't know that that's what you want to do within the city.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, that if people are hearing us and they're a Christian business and they would like to have some of the benefits that we've talked about, the joint support, a coming together once a month for a public meeting, or to do some of the activities that the Central Florida Chamber does, which they're busy a lot of days of the week often. And so if you can't make the monthly lunch, you might be able to make a Fellowship Friday or something like that. So there are so many relational benefits. I liked what you said earlier. It's not just networking. I think a lot of people have the networking concept in their mind, but they don't necessarily include the kingdom work inside that definition of networking. So this is much more relational based. So if somebody in one of these communities or another listening, because we cover all of Central Florida, lots of different communities, if they wanted to get information about how to start, what would be the starting block for them?
Yeah, there's two ways. Look online on our website at the uschristianchamber.com, and there's ways to contact us. Or you can just simply send an email to info@uschristianchamber.com.
And that's all of our time for today on The Shepherd at Work. Thank you for being with me. We'll see you next time right here on The Shepherd.
You've been listening to The Shepherd at Work. Tune in next week for a chat with another marketplace leader who will help you learn how to live your faith in every place you live and work. The Shepherd at Work has been brought to you by the Central Florida Christian Chamber, building kingdom, business, and community.
The preceding was a Mark Radio production.